Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Road to 30 podcast. Isaac here.
Dolly here.
Okay, so this is this is episode 216 of this lovely podcast. And this is, first of all, happy December, everybody.
Yes, happy new month. Happy new month, everybody. Happy new month. Wishing you all the best.
A newsletter has not gone out.
Hey, shit, man.
we'll sort it this week.
I kept on remembering that something was supposed to be. I didn't even remember at all.
I've been in transit, maybe. So I missed it.
Next week, we'll send it by next week. Next week will not pass without you getting it. Okay.
Next week will not pass. Okay. Well.
I'll be now.
All right, guys. So yeah, we're still recording virtually, you guys. Sorry, like I mentioned, somebody has jackpot, but she's still trying to be nice about it. But yeah,
you guys believe who
she has left
be.
Us. She has left us for the place where you can use £10 to buy food at Aldi.
No, we saw that TikTok. Did you see
that video? Yeah, it was actually very eye opening. No, it was very, very eye opening, especially at a time where I had to choose between buying bread of 1-4 and buying Maryland of 1-1. Do you know what I chose in the end?
Wait, what? Maryland?
Yes, I chose Maryland.
Yes.
Because man shall not live by bread alone. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by the occasional Maryland.
Yes, so by the occasional cookie.
Yeah, I'm telling you, is the way forward. But anyway, guys, welcome to another episode. Please, if you've not gotten your ticket for our little shindig, I mistakenly hit the wrong button on my mouse. So yes, I was saying, guys, if you've not gotten your ticket for our little shindig, please try and get it, because it is very, 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 well, it's very close. It's on the 10th of December. It's going to be in Lekki.
I'm not going to lie. I'm being nervous.
Why?
I'm being nervous. I don't know. I'm just nervous.
I still don't understand why you're nervous.
I mean, I want you guys to be happy. So I wanted to just go super... super cool.
I'm not entirely sure why you're nervous, but
I just said it.
You want them to be happy, but these are the same people who just came through on our Spotify Wrapped.
They did. Apple listeners would love. I mean, thank you guys always, because at the end of the day, you still kind of see it from the back. But wouldn't it be nice if we could have like a real condensed analysis
version of the Apple, right?
Yeah, that'd be great. But
that's what happens. Yeah. That's what happens when a company gets bored and uninterested in creatives. All they care about is iPhones. So I don't think podcasting is on Apple's radar. Sorry. Before they'll go and hear us.
They'll go and hear us now. They'll say, those people. And we're thinking about you people.
I'm telling you. and it was on the budget for 2024, but you know what? Scratch that.
Oh, please. Please, you can we'll
make an iPhone Apple instead. People,
I'm here. I'm still here. On behalf of Isaac and I.
Jones. Anyway, how was your week? How are you doing?
Week has been very busy, actually. I've been up and about, just trying to get certain things. And I hate shopping so much. I realize that I'm more of I prefer online shopping to anything. Because going to shop is so much of a headache. Too much thinking.
I hear you.
Too much options. You have to try everything, and that can take longer than you think. I was going out for 4 hours to go, and I said, these 4 hours, I'm going to use it to get all the things I want to get. It's a lie. I spent all that 4 hours in one shot. One. I mean, it was a really big store, but still.
Where was it?
Where? Tottenham Court Road. Around Oxford Street.
Oh, it was Oxford. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, that's to me, it's just been work. But I have to go on. It's better to go like in person sometimes for certain things, just so that you can know that you can try on the clothes, see that it fits. But my friend Akuna was saying, "Omo, they will send it to me. I'll try it on in my house."
You know, to be honest, I'm not an online shopping guy for clothes, so I prefer physical shopping.
I prefer online shopping. The pressure is not as much. You can just be chilling on your phone. You are looking at the things you want. You are like, okay, this works. You are deciding it as you are sitting down. And then they pack it for you and bring it here. What a list.
No, I can't do online. Maybe because when we were growing up, it was like, you know, they will bring the clothes to you, or when you travel with your parents, they were like, actually, and then maybe I also have PTSD from, you know, that thing they will tell you where they will say, okay, measure your leg with broom. We'll buy the shoe for you.
They used to do that.
Yeah, nice. My parents used to, before we started traveling with my parents, they used to do that where they would say, okay, get a broom, measure your feet, and then they'll buy a shoe. And for some reason, they always bought a size over. But the problem was the broom was already like half a size over. So the shoes just used to be so big.
So I think
I have PTSD from that. And because of that, I don't buy things online.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a proper physical shopping person.
Yeah, I feel you, sir. I mean, I get it. It's just, it gives me a headache a lot.
Can't relate. Anyway, my week my week was good. I just got back to Lagos and I'm stressed. But you know, the first thing I realized I don't like about Lagos, this place is so madly congested. Again, it took us 3 hours, 15 minutes to get from Oshogbo to VI to Ikoyi. Mm. And then from Ikoyi, it took me an hour, 25 minutes to get home. Do you know how mad that is?
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. And I was just like, man, I don't like this place at all. But apart from that, it was a good week. This is even true. Let me plug myself. You guys should sign up to my YouTube channel. My vlog, mass vlogs, are going to be up by the time this episode comes out.
And it shows vlog mass.
It shows a little bit about what I've been up to. So we set up the Christmas lights at the park. We now have a roller coaster also. Yeah.
Oh, you guys are just growing, you know. This Christmas is going to be heavy for you people.
It has already started. We had a school that came for, because we have a little Santa Claus room. I didn't actually put that in the vlog now that I remember. Gosh.
Okay, I think I saw it on CFP story.
Yeah, so we have that and schools are coming for that. And, you know, we're giving them free stuff as well when they see Santa. You know what? Did you do that when you were younger, where you just go and sit on his lap, you take a picture, they give you something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Father Christmas.
And this, I learned something also about the Nigerian market. You have to be very careful and you have to pander. So I was obviously speaking English and shouting Santa Claus. And everybody was like, nah, it's Father Christmas. And I'm let me leave it at that. It's Father Christmas. That was literally the reaction I was getting. Like, Santa, who? Yes. Like, bro, it's Father Christmas. So. Father Christmas, we have Father Christmas, and he's giving people gifts. Yeah, and I've been doing like morning walks also, and they've been very, very therapeutic. Like,
It's
actually really good, really, really good.
This week too, I waka. I did like, you know, we have this thing on our iPhones, the fitness thing, conscious test every day, and you set a goal now that you're supposed to eat. I think my goal is about, is it 200 kilocalories, which is like maybe like 5 steps or something.
Oh, that's not bad.
500 steps. Yeah. So every day it counts now. And then if you hit the goal, it's like the circle closes.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
I closed my circle like 3 days back to back. I said, this one has never happened, though.
That's good. That's good, actually.
My fitness kidney was so impressed.
Nah, I'm happy to hear that, because I realized that living Lagos made me a little bit more active in terms of walking. Because in the morning, I've started doing 7.5K.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Yeah, it's actually really nice. And I do it. And this walking pace, but I'm like, you know those, what do you call them? Those old women walking pace, where they want to like jog, but they can't jog, so they walk really fast. Yeah, so that's the pace I've been using, and it's been very, 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 very nice. I feel very good. Yeah, and it made me realize that Lagos is just badly built, because you should be able to walk from Jakonde to Tollgate. It's only about 12 kilometers. But just because it's so badly designed, you can't do it. Do you get?
Jakonde to Tollgate.
Yeah, so first Tollgate. Okay, even if you can't do first Tollgate, you should be able to do Jakonde to phase one roundabout. Like, there's no reason why people should be driving that much. Like, you should be able to cycle or just walk. But hey, let's just call that a conversation for another day. But yeah, well, that's how my week has been. And then this thing is out now. It is time for Banga.
Oh, right.
Yeah, fireworks for the more posh listeners. But yeah, we have Banga season now, guys, and it's going well.
Banga season now.
Yeah, Banga, I'm trying to see if we can do one at the park, but the prices I'm getting is a bit much.
I don't know if I... All these fireworks and stuff, it can be so, like, expensive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is.
But me, I know they do fireworks. So me, I'm done with that life.
As someone that broke in Port Harcourt, you have to...
I can admire it from afar. I can admire it. I like to see it. But that one also gives me headache. All these things give me headache. So am I fully old now? So all these things give me headache, Isaac.
No, to be honest, I get it though.
So to be putting it together, all the running. My head is spinning.
Yeah, I get it. I guess it will.
But it's fun. It's something that, like, I think, like, children should be able to, like, enjoy. And anybody else, not just children, but anybody else who, like, enjoys that as part of, like, their Christmas season, I mean, go for it. Like, life is one.
Life is one, no? And I think it's just really nice to do. It's something...
Yeah.
It's beautiful, you know?
Definitely. I mean, I love to see it. When I think it's usually during New Year's, when, like, I'm driving into the estate after coming back from church or whatever, you just be seeing they have gathered in the, it's like a tradition now, they gather, like, in the field area,
yeah,
like, pretty much everybody in the estate, and they're just, like, doing fireworks, and fireworks are always so beautiful. So I like to watch fireworks,
but you don't want to be close to it.
No, I mean, I can be close to it, I just don't want to be, like, the one.
I understand.
Like, let me see them doing it.
I understand. Something happened that everyone had to talk about, that, like, it did wonders for my ego. So it turns out that people are trying to poach our stuff. Which was really good. Yeah, and then the security guys also, you know, it was good because I was like, that's very nice. They're like, yeah, the people like the professionalism, the culture. So I was there like, we share culture. And then because we like outsource the security guys, the security guys also want to like come and work with us full time. They're like, that they want to leave their place and come and work with us full time. So it's really nice.
That's mad.
I
forgot that I'm on Kenya. I'm just here doing some of my own things in the background. You just reminded me. You know when they say you're working from home?
Yeah.
You're working from home. All the different, all kinds of manners of things is happening inside that your house as you're in the midst of.
Of course.
This is my own working from home. Virtual work. Anyway,
hey,
Isaac, give us your AP.
Yes. So first of all, this AP is actually very stupid because I had written it down before my gym decided that next year they're going to increase prices. And I blame influencers for this thing.
I was about to start. They are increasing their prices.
They are increasing their prices.
The place that you just started going
to. The place that I just... No, it's fine. We can say the name. The place, Dolly, the place that it took me, what? How many months was I deliberating starting?
Deliberating.
And then I start and they've increased price. Yeah, I was so upset.
Me that was even contemplating going back then, even though I was giving it to them that time. I was contemplating dragging my tail between my legs, like, oh, I'm back. But as you just told me this one now, nah, I cannot.
See, I'm so upset because now I'm going to have to decide between DSTV and gym.
And gym. Well, maybe you'll be doing per month, 1 month DSTV.
To be honest, I think I might have to do that. Maybe January I won't pay for DSTV. Now. And then when Champions League comes back in February, I'll pay.
You'll pay, exactly. See, go for their Christmas party at the end of this month. Let's just make up for all the money that you beat today. Go to,
no,
me.
I can't. I won't be around.
Try, Isaac.
Yeah. I don't know when it is. I don't know when their party is, but I don't think I'll be.
It's usually like around that, like, third Saturday or something.
You have 20 days to pause, so I'm currently paused. So I'll go back Monday. I'll ask them. I was very upset that they increased their prices. Anyway, my AP for this week is, a year from now, you wish you had started today.
That is shade, baby. Well, it's not really shade, but it's encouragement.
It's encouragement. So because I know it's already, people are in end of December period where people are like, whatever work you're giving me right now, I expect it by New Year. And people are pushing things to next year and stuff. But, you know, just start something that you know you should have started since. Because a year from now, you wish you had started.
That's it.
That's the one for this week, guys. Use that one to hold body, as they say. Yeah. Today, to be honest, we're just really chilling. We don't really have much to say. I do want to just quickly tell all of you that have been dragging me in my DMs about hampers that I had said that I had said it already. I don't know what episode I mentioned it, but I mentioned it a couple episodes ago that, listen, this year did not go as planned.
Probably around that time, I think. That's what you said.
Yeah. So I had mentioned that, please, these hampers are going to actually chill. You know the funny thing?
I was just yelling that last year. Don't worry. You're making the number one. Everybody gets a hamper.
No, but here's the thing. I had actually saved the money. I put it in like piggy vest and it released the money. It was a safe lock and it released the money today, actually, December 2nd. But when I looked at that money, and I thought about giving people hampers, I was like, man, I need that money more than you guys. So, like, you guys should bear with me. No, for real. Like, I looked at it and I was like, I need this more than you guys. You guys should just take a just big thank you and a virtual hug. We go again next week. You know what was funny is, what was funny is the number of DMs I got. Like, I just saw.
You know what's so amazing? Didn't even get like, they're asking you about the hampers, Abby.
Yes.
I didn't get those kind of messages. Of course, I'll not get. You know, I couldn't have came to come and bless us with her sweet energy. I just feel her. She's in the room. You might not hear her, but she's in the room. She's twerking.
Wow.
Anyway, yes, I was saying that I didn't even get those kind of DMs of hampers because you know why? I didn't open my mouth to say nothing.
This is the thing. It's not like I couldn't have done it.
I know Isaac could have.
Legit. I set the money aside in January, and I got the money today, and I was like, no.
You guys know how this year has been for us. Like, we pretty much don't have jobs for the most part.
Exactly.
You know, exactly. So it didn't work out. But you guys know that we love you so much. That's why if you can, just come for our kini. so that we can just spend some time with you guys and just gist about how our year has gone so far and stuff like that.
Give each other postcards and stuff like that.
Yeah, so those type things. Those kind of things.
No, but that's the day it came out, right? I saw a couple DMs because I just noticed like my DMs on Instagram were popping. And as I was going on, because I was busy the entire day, right? And then I saw the DM, like, there was this, I saw like three or four ladies that were like, hey, so where's my hamper? And I'm like, huh?
Of course. I'm like, what do you mean? I wrote to 30 babes, they are on it. Like,
I'm like, what do you mean? Like, and then I saw like, the, like, between.
Nigga, we here. They're like, what? Where's our money?
You know, someone is upset
up, girls.
When they say, you know, when you send the response and someone is upset and they're like, okay. Oh my days.
That is funny.
But yeah, shout out to you guys. It was a very good, very, very good year for us on that. So thank you. We'll go again next year.
Thank you. We'll go again next year.
Yeah.
Okay. So
do you want to read something?
Yeah, I wanted to read to you guys some of what he sent to us. Some messages that he sent to us. So just wanted to respond to them. Okay. Are you ready, Isaac?
Yeah, I am.
All right. Okay. So the first message is from a woman who says, "Hi, Isaac and Dolly. I hope you're having a great day. I've been listening since 2020. Thank you. And I want to say you two have contributed beautifully to my life. Oh, bless you, sis. I wish you all the beautiful things in life. This is going to be a bit long. Please bear with me. This is my second time writing in. I had requested for my email not to be read on the pod the first time. And I must say thank you so much for your response to the email. I'm assuming you've seen some of the 101 trends on Twitter. I wasn't particularly interested until I saw the one about firstborn daughter 101. That's I missed that actually. I don't think I saw that when it was trending. Did you see that?
I saw some of them.
Okay. I was triggered, man. That being said, I'm the first and only daughter in the Yoruba household, and I'm in my early 20s. And my mom has been on my neck for a while now about finding a boyfriend. I thought it was all jokes initially, but it seems like she's serious. She even went as far as setting me up with one of her acquaintances' son, whom I've concluded there's no future where the two of us become romantic partners. He's very antisocial and also sucks at communicating, and we're not compatible. My parents' marriage is what I will call a marriage of convenience. I guess this is the norm for their generation, from what I know. And my mom still believes that she got married late. Mind you, she got married at almost 30. So she hopes none of her children get married that late. I understand her worries and projections, but I never want to have to get married when I don't want to. But marriage is not even on my mind right now. My mom and I don't see eye to eye on a lot of things, and I would hate to see our relationship get further sour because of her insistence on me finding a partner. I love and respect her, but I just won't compromise on my stance. I'm not exactly used to telling her no. Yes, I've had to be rebellious sometimes, but I can't just act out. I'm constantly reminded that my siblings look up to me, and I'm supposed to be the more understanding and reasonable one. It sucks, honestly. I'm just a girl. I don't want to be that girl who can't stand up to her parents. I've had to tolerate a lot of things that I wish I didn't have to, or watch my siblings' needs and feelings cater to at the expense of mine. So what advice do you have for an exasperated firstborn daughter? Thank you. Well, I mean, I can relate well to some things.
That's true, you're a firstborn daughter.
Yeah. Well, of my household, I would say this. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I'm sorry for how you're feeling. That's just sometimes the cards that were dealt, like when you are the firstborn daughter, it just comes with like responsibility sometimes that even you just are like, man, I just want to leave. Can I leave? I will say this though. I understand that you don't want to, like, this is causing like a drift between you and your mom. But I agree with you in that this is not a decision that has that needs to be made lightly, right? When it comes to marriage, I've read so many things in the last week. Like my friend and I, we have discussed about so many things as it pertains to marriage. And trust me, like nobody, this is like the most, one of the most important decisions you ever make in life, who you are going to spend the rest of your life with, because that one decision can turn your life upside down or just be the best thing that ever happened to you. So you don't want to make a bad choice with your partner. And it's not something that you have to rush to do. Now, of course, it will be hard for your mom to understand this because, as you mentioned, she's from like a different generation, she's from like a different time and all of that. So I just want you to know that this might be something that you and her might never agree upon. But I think you first of all have to understand that, so that like in your approach with her, it's not even necessarily about fighting with her, it's just by letting it be known that it's not a decision that you can rush, which will be hard. She will give you a hard time a lot of times. But I think just accepting her heart that, in your heart, that this is something that she'll be disturbing you on, but you already know that you're not going to make like a terrible decision. If your mom is saying that your siblings are looking up to you, which I completely understand, so you can't like all the way act out. I mean, of course, I don't expect you to like be disrespectful, but also in the fact that your siblings are looking up to you, your siblings are also looking up to you in this decision that you're going to make. So I think you can rest assured knowing that with what you are doing, you are also doing what is best, not just for yourself, but for your siblings as well. You are giving them like a great example that they don't just have to do anything because they like feel pressure to do it. But in your relations to her, don't yell at her, don't shout at her, don't tell her the truth. Tell her what it is. She's not always going to answer. In fact, when you tell herself, she might start to vex again. You understand? But just stand in it and just know that she'll be okay. She will eventually come to be fine. You know, she'll be fine. Like,
true.
No, I'm serious. So she'll be fine.
True.
Just look at her as part. That's just her being her, you know. And whenever you guys are able to have those type of conversations, just tell her again that, like, it's not a decision you want to rush. You're not even there. You are thinking about other things, you know. And you're sorry that she doesn't understand it. But just so that you're letting, I don't know if you are from me. If from a Christian household, sometimes you just tell your parents, Omo, we're letting God lead.
Yeah,
I say sometimes that just because you're shutting up the conversation. You know, so that's just what I wanted to encourage you on. But you're doing the right thing, I think. And I think that it's actually you're actually being pretty respectful by trying to figure out the best way to approach her without it being that you are coming at her like disrespectfully, which you don't have to do anything like that. You can be quiet and still send a statement. You get, just tell her what it is and stand on it. Whatever she says, she will continue to say. Just accept that that's her, you know, but you still love her. You get, I don't know if that helps. And just being a fan of that, you just keep on doing you, always just like, I don't know. It's like the, like I said, it's like the cards that were dealt, you know, but on your own part, just always make sure that you're taking care of yourself. You have people around you that care for you and love you, good friends, good people, and just always be a person that, like, you know, continue to be, you know, caring towards your siblings, your loved ones, giving them wisdom when they need it. And, you know, just, I don't know, when you enjoy your own life, your siblings will be able to like pick up from, like, they're also looking at you, like how you're also living. And as long as they're doing what you know is best, you know, they would, I guess, I don't know if I've.
Okay. Well, to be fair, you've made a lot of sense, actually. The only thing I'll just add is that she should remember that the decision is going to be hers and hers alone to deal with.
Yes, so it's true.
So people can force you and shout, but at the end of the day, it's you that will sit in the house with this person.
So
if anything, that's enough reason for you not to rush. Yes, your siblings might be looking at you and all that, but again, they are not going to be there after that wedding. They are not going to be there to live in the house with you, so you have to make sure that. Exactly. It's you and the man, so you have to make sure that you do it once, you do it right. So yeah, don't let anybody pressure you. Naturally, I think as first kids in African homes, you know, you go through a lot, boy, girl. So yeah. Just make sure that this is not a decision that you end up going into with like resentment, where it's like, well, it's not like I want to be here. They forced me.
Mm-hmm.
Because after a while, man, you have to take responsibility for that. So please don't rush. Let's see. If it requires you fighting regularly, that's just a cross you have to bear, because see it as the foundation for something longer. I'd rather fight for 4 years and be happily married for the rest of my life than not fight at all and be upset for the rest of my life. So that's the way I see it. I hope that helped.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Moving on. Our next person is a man who said, I've been hearing different opinions on the future pod, and as the first person who suggested that the pod be ended after Dolly's 30th, I'm here to give the ultimate insight. Oshé, give us the insight, though.
Oshé.
Road to 30 should end on last Sunday of December 2024, 2025, which is Dolly's 30th. Well, my 30th is in November 2025, but this will come after. It's be like a month after my 30th, but I see where you're going. You guys should take a year break and enjoy, reflect, then come back on a new podcast with the name 30 and Beyond or something.
Banter.
The name Road to 30 is just beautiful. And it's nice that it should end when the host are 30. That being said, hope you guys are good. My song recommendations for the week are Benson. Okay, Pigeon, I don't know if that's English. The name of the song. Okay, Benson's Pigeon and English. Jack Harlow's Denver and Lil Baby's Commercial.
Okay, I'll add them to the list.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. I'll add that to the list, to the playlist.
Yeah.
That's dope. Yeah, so you know what, you guys, if you send your song recommendations, we'll add them on. Yeah, I like that actually. So that it's an experience we're all having. So yeah, I like that. Okay. Thank you very much for your suggestion and your insight. I mean, I appreciate it. It's a good it's actually a pretty dope idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know
let's see where we are by then.
We'll see where we are by then. Don't know what to do, yeah, thank you so much. And thank you for, I feel you on the, it's nice, like it's a nice, like to wrap it up nicely and just say Road to 30 done.
Yeah.
I feel that too. I really, really do.
It's a bit cute.
It's very cute. I like it. It's a nice start, nice end. So yeah, I agree with that. Thank you so much. Isaac, do you have anything you want to say?
Yeah, I want to say thanks to the person. Also, I think as much as we would love to do all these things, to be fair, things can change like very quickly. So you never really know, right? We'll have to see where we are by then. Because this week I saw that, what's it called? IELTS now allows you to write one. You can rewrite only one paper. I don't know how it relates to this conversation in particular, but I just saw that a lot of Nigerians were very happy about the news, which gave me an insight that a lot of people are writing it, which means a lot of people are trying to jackpot. But anyway, what I'm just trying to say is, I don't know. Let's see where we'll be by then.
I'm sure you have to pay for that paper, Abby.
Most likely, yes, no. Nigeria, yes, no.
Well, I see where people are happy about it, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks to the person. We'll see where we are by then. But I actually think it'd be good to hang up the boots at that name.
Definitely.
Yeah, and then maybe do like a big ass thing in December then. Or maybe a small thing. Who knows? But yeah.
Okay. The next one is from a guy who says, hi Isaac. Hi. Okay, sorry. Wrong one. Sorry. Okay. This is from a woman who says, hi Dolly and Kanye. Dolly, I hope you're back by the time this is read on the podcast. Yes, I'm here. Back in Nige or back on the pod.
To be honest, she probably meant back in Nige.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But you're not.
I'll be back very soon. If you meant back on back in nine, I'll be back very soon. If you meant on the pod,
yes, I'm here now.
Yeah, I'm here now. How are you all doing? How is adulthood treating you?
I'm here prioritizing expenses.
As in a guy. Me, I'm thinking about what my life is looking like next year because I ain't got no job. I don't even know what the prospects are. I'm so confused. I just traveled, like, and I'll just be here, just be like, oh, maybe I shall enjoy the travel. When I get back to Nigeria, I will figure out all those ones.
I don't know. That's the thing in life, so. Man. Whether you plan, whether you don't plan, you will figure it out along the way, man.
So, that's all I can say, really. That's what adulthood is treating me now.
I'm telling you. Well, for me, it's just, like, stressful. Yeah. It's stressful. But, yeah. Mm.
You did, Sha. Like daily. Anyway.
Yeah, not a serious person.
Anyway, I have an ex who, for some funny reasons, I've decided to take back into my life. Oh, okay. The reasons are funny. Okay. The issue is when we were together, I was 18 or so. And I had no business in a relationship, so we had issues around me cheating. Oh. But to be fair...
What?
We had issues.
Sorry.
Why are you laughing?
Okay, continue. No. It's because of the way it started. I didn't see that.
But to be fair... Right, me too. But to be fair, it wasn't even cheating like that, as we're not clicking. It was long distance, and he was also way older. Long distance was a major factor anyway. Fast forward to this year, we got talking, and I realized that he's actually not as bad as I thought. And we kicked off things, still long distance, but at least this time we're both committed to making it work. My issue now is how this man consistently brings up former stories on how I left him for another man at the slightest opportunity, how he has done so much for me and I've done so little. I'm pissed that I actually now genuinely like him. And so my first instinct is not to leave his sorry ass. But this Eketo Market Day reminder and it's not like he says it in a casual way. I don't want to be in a situation where I'm constantly manipulated because of one thing I've done, or rather things I've done, because I left him up three times. You left him up three times to follow another man. Did you leave him three times to follow another man? I left him. Okay, please advise me. Do men really move past cheating? And could this be the one thing I have to struggle all my life, as we're already talking to family? Or more, you know what? I don't know. Should I talk? Who wants to talk?
Let me talk first. This is hilarious.
Yeah, go on, please.
Okay, so first of all, the way this story started is not like I already got thrown off immediately, right? So... All right, so she has an ex who, for some funny reasons, right, she decided to take back. So when they were together, right, she had no business being in a relationship. Okay, fair. That's some level of awareness. And the issues were around her cheating. Okay. Mm-hmm. But to be fair, it wasn't even cheating like that. What does that mean?
I mean, if I'm understanding what she's trying to say, like in her mind, her and the guy were not really even on the same page anyway. Same page. I mean, it doesn't mean, because if you guys are still in a relationship and you were, even if you guys are not gelling, it's still like, you feel me? I think that's what she's trying to say.
Yeah, she said it's because it was long distance, have you?
Yes.
I mean, in fairness, I think this is a very funny scenario, especially because that happened, then they came back, right? And then she mentioned something about him now bringing it up again. To be fair,
I'm bringing it up all the time.
Yeah, to be fair, I would probably say you guys should just cut ties now, because this guy hasn't moved past it, right? And it's clear that he hasn't moved past it, because I mean, if he keeps bringing it up, then I mean, he clearly hasn't moved past it. So why keep digging yourself into something? And this is usually my issue, because it's like you can clearly see all these things now, but you're ignoring them. So then you guys now end up dragging something, and then later down the line you're like, I can't believe you're like this. It's clearly a man who hasn't moved on.
Yeah.
Right. And my advice would be just plain and simple. Just move on. Like, you guys should cut ties now. Mm-hmm. There's no point.
Mm-hmm.
On like men yeah. can move past cheating. They can. But a man who will move past cheating is not the man that will be referencing it all the time. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'll probably say cut ties. Cut ties on time.
Yeah, I agree with everything that Isaac is saying. You know, like, cheating is always hurtful. And of course, I'm sure his feelings were hurt and whatever. But if you're going to get back into a relationship with somebody, like, it's not the kind of thing that you just keep on bringing up, like, every single time. I definitely feel mm-hmm. like he's not over it, and he'll get back at you. And facts. He won't feel bad facts. When he's getting back at you. He won't feel exactly. bad about it, because in his mind, like, if he keeps on bringing it up like this, then a time will come when maybe he's feeling the temptation to cheat, and he would justify it by saying, well,
justify it.
Did that to me. And then when you confront him and he'll bring it up again, well, that you did that and I still took you back. That is what he's going to... I feel like that's...
That sounds like a very, very plausible plot for a Nollywood movie.
Yeah. But if it's just like, if someone keeps on bringing it up, then they'll just keep on using it as an excuse for bad behavior, like, towards facts. You. Like, he will do something to you, and it will almost be like you can't get upset, because he will use that to say you've that, well, he took you back. Yeah. And yeah. he will always have it over your head. So,
facts.
I will suggest that, like, you probably don't, like, get into, like, a, well... At the end of the day, Shai, everybody has their choices to make. Do you understand? And I don't know your situation all the way personally. So I don't always like to tell people to be in it or not be in it. But if it were me, maybe I should use myself. Fine. If it were me, it's not something that I would want. It's not something that I would advise anybody to deal with. I know facts. It's harder, especially when you really like the person. But what I'm learning these days, man, is that... It's better to enter a marriage like feeling like you've made the best choice. And even if it does not work out, you know that, this is just life that happened. Not to say I went into this thing knowing that there was a bad thing and I stuck with it.
Exactly.
Like, I feel like it's just not worth it. It takes your whole life. So don't do it. Like, and this also goes to anybody who chooses, because it's something that I truly believe. If your partner has hurt in your relationship and you decide to remain in that relationship and you guys decide to work through things, you can't keep on bringing up what the person has done in the past.
Fact. You just fact, have fact, to fact, fact. You have to move on.
You have to, I mean, obviously, there's a healing period, which is fair and justified. You deserve it. But if you decide that you want to remain with the person, instead of being in a constant state of, because you are just in a constant state of hurt.
I think to even quickly add to that, Dolly, healing is different from taunting. Like, you can't keep taunting me about something I've done. I get it.
Yes, you can't keep taunting.
I mean, move. And this guy hasn't.
Especially if you guys, especially if also the person is, like, you guys are really truly working on it. Like, you know, it's one thing if maybe the person, let's say somebody cheated on you and you decided to stay with them. And then the person keeps on cheating on you, like, over and over. Like, that's different. But, like, if you guys are actively, like, trying to, like, move past it, just if you don't want to be in it, if you know anything is hurting you, if you know you're against people, just leave it, as opposed to staying there and it does this. Like,
to be honest,
so stressful.
Yeah, to be honest, like, I think what is going to happen has happened. So why not just... Like, if the thing is, the way I see it, right? Like I said before, the person that would move on would not be the person that would be bringing it up all the time. This thing is still fresh in his mind and it's paining him. So, why keep dragging it? Like, he's hurt about it clearly. And you never even know, maybe the only reason why you guys are back together is so that he can do his
own. So that he can get his lick back.
I've learned that human beings are mad and people do things like that.
Yeah, human beings are crazy. Human beings are crazy.
Yeah, so please, I would advise you guys to cut ties, at least until you are sure and there's evidence that this guy has moved on. But for now, this is like your car is making noise in the morning and you're going for a long distance journey. You can hear the noise in the engine, but you're like, nah, let me go for it. Then along the way, now you're stranded on the road. Mm-hmm. I mean, you only have yourself to blame. So please, fix that engine before you move any further. Or you just leave the car at home and use another car.
That's on period.
Yeah. That's any other thing to read?
Nope. That's where we end for today.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, I started Tank Top Finance. So you guys should check my TikTok for that. Yeah. And subscribe to my YouTube channel, Isaac Kanye. The channel is growing. See what I've been up to for Vlogmas.
Okay, yeah, Vlogmas.
I'm telling you. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Isaac Kanye. Yes. Mm. So tell me. Anything else that you want to say before we go?
To be very honest, I don't really have anything on my mind.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really have much to say. It's just this cold that suddenly happened in the UK reminded me
that
why it's time to come back to my mother.
Yeah, it's too hot here, man. It's too hot.
I will take it. I will take it than this thing that I'm experiencing.
It is so hot. Gosh.
You want to switch places?
I will, actually. I don't mind. I think if I had money, I'll be doing my Christmas in London and then coming back.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like, look at the lights and stuff like that.
Everybody wants to come back, like, for Christmas and stay.
That's because they live there.
Nah, niggas. Let me tell you, there's nothing that is happening here. Like, even during Christmas Day, like, what's going on?
No. Christmas, by the 23rd, I'll be back in Nigeria. Then I'll leave, like, second, but that kind of vibe, sure. Mm-mm. But I don't have money, also. When I have money, you guys will see the lifestyle.
I'll see lifestyle. I feel you.
Yeah, so all this right. Is what we'll call it a day. Song recommendations, any?
Yeah, my first song recommendation is Power Rangers by Tenny.
Okay,
and
she dropped a very good album, by the way.
So I heard. I haven't listened to it yet. And the second one is Regulator by Murs, MURS, and DJ Fresh.
Okay.
And the last one is Your Love is King by Sade.
Oh, jam. Mm-hmm. I don't know how Sade didn't make it to my Wrapped this year.
But yeah. Maybe since I
lot. Guy, a lot. Like, I had so many songs in my top 10. But my song recommendation is the Soweto remix and Soso and Joanna. Because Soso and Joanna were my top Spotify songs.
We already have this year.
We do, but I'm putting it there for context because they were my top songs this year. And Dolly, now only me know what's in my IC this year because Omale was my number one artist. Omale was my number one artist too.
Funny.
I saw some things this year. This was a very emotional year, man. Yeah, those are my song recommendations.
My entire Apple Music is it for the year. Just Christian music, very full debate. Like if you look at the top 100, you now see some other songs.
Yeah.
My top artist was Maverick City Music, which I guess is fair.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Their songs a lot.
Yeah.
So I don't. Yeah. I have a systematic word that I listen to. See, I'm a very odd person.
To be honest, you might think you are until you see other people are similar.
It's true.
Yeah, that's the beauty of the world now.
I've been.
Oh yeah. Omale, because man, I don't know, my eyes know what's in
my eyes.
I saw Shege this year, man.
Dolly.
But yeah. So, guys, get your tickets. I think it might be done by now. But yeah, get your tickets and we'll see you guys. We'll literally see you guys next week.
Week.
All right.
And
guys.
For those that don't see us,
yeah, you listen to the next episode. You hear us next week.
There's a people who see and hear us. Wow.
Exactly. Amazing stuff.
Amazing stuff.
All
right, guys.
Have a good day. Okay. Take care. Okay, bye.